The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, everlasting Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Let's read Luke 1. This morning when we were just looking at it, I just felt I should raise some burdens and concern in that place, which is very good for us. Luke 1 is a very terrific book, 80 verses. It says, "For as much as many have taken in their hands to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most assuredly believed." I love that two words. Most assuredly. Most surely believe. That's a very key word for me that stood out for me there. And I know the Lord is moving us to these things in the name of Jesus. It's not just for you to believe. He said, most surely that you have come to believe. Because most of the time, we just believe. We are not assured of it. Or we can't undo. That's why the apostles say that which you have looked upon. We have undoed of the word of life. We can also say that that's a most surely belief. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? It's a most surely belief. So it's good for us to come to church like this. It's good for us to hear the word of faith. But are you assured of what you are hearing? Have you undoed them? Do you know them? Amen. This writer was saying it. He said, most surely I have come to believe. So what the Lord is doing for us in this season is not just to hear, is that we can be most surely believe. Hallelujah. And you know that belief is not one thing. The reason why you are called a believer is that you can be set on a journey of believing. That's the reason why you are called a believer. Believer's life doesn't stop the day you got born again. Believing is a thing that must be with you and through all, because it's faith. Hallelujah. It's faith. So you are called to come and believe. I think John was saying that in believing, there is a place he was talking about it. He said, these things were written so that you may believe. And in believing, things concerning Jesus. So that is why, that is our calling, is that we can be assured. I'm just trusting God in a place that we get to a place that we are sure of what we are. It will not just be a lingua in our mouth. It's not just what we say, but it is with things that is of our heart. Amen. It will be things that is of our heart. It's just like when you want to write exam, and you are saying that, no, anywhere that lecturer is coming from, there's a way you prepare for exam that you know that, anywhere that lecturer is coming from, except they beg you, please don't call for your script to this school. If you call for your script, Allah knew, you know, some school like that. If you call for your script, at you and the script and everything, you will be missing. At the end of the day, that's Nigerian education for you. Amen. Some professors are like that. You come and ask them, I want to call for my script. The way they will look at you, the boldness that you have. Amen. Now, just to tell us that there is a boldness that we can have that can drive us to that point. You get it? Even though you can't assess your lecturer, but you know that I've prepared adequately for that. Amen. So, one thing that believing does for us, salvation, faith, does for us is that we can be sure of our salvation. Daddy was saying it this morning, not just in our soul, but the spirit salvation. We must come to the proper understanding. They cannot be believing without understanding. Amen. So, as we progress in understanding, that is what brings assurance of salvation to us. He said, even as they delivered unto us, from which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. They were not just ministers, they were eyewitnesses. Hallelujah. They were eyewitnesses. So the kind of a minister the Lord is raising now is not just any minister, is that you can be an eyewitnesses. Amen. Eyewitnesses are partaker. Eyewitnesses are knowing. Eyewitnesses are people that have come to understand what the Lord is saying. Amen. He said eyewitnesses and then ministers of the word of the Lord. Now, ministers here is not just pastor. Because most of the time when people come to church, I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to be a deacon. I don't want to be an evangelist. I don't want to be an apostle. I don't want to be a... But the truth is that we have called into being a minister of the word. A minister is not first person that preach. A minister is alive. I think we know that. A minister must have all these things in himself. That is what can define you as a minister. So the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He says, seems good to me. I'm just speaking 1-4. It seems good to me also, having had a perfect, not just an understanding, a perfect I'm trusting the Lord in this season that we have a perfect understanding. When we talk about the Holy Ghost, because most of the time we have been talking about Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, just coming as a body. Do we even understand Holy Ghost? Amen. Because most of the time what people talk about Holy Ghost is just to speak in tongues. But we know that Holy Ghost is beyond that. There is an understanding of the Holy Ghost. There is a relationship of the with the Holy Ghost. There is a person of the... You can speak in tongues and yet you have not known the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, but much more, he wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to be known. He wants us to identify him. He wants us to have a perfect understanding. And that is why the church is there. Hallelujah. Because you can be in church for 100 years and you don't understand what we are saying. The only thing you understand about the church, most of the time when people talk is don't use earring, don't use makeup, don't use scarf, don't use this, don't use that, don't use... And we can be there and doctrinize you for the next 50 years. And we have not come to the essence of salvation. We have not come to the core of salvation. That's what Jesus told them now. Amen. He said, you have not come to the very core, the reason of your salvation, which is righteousness, which is equity, which is justice. And we begin to mention them. And we can be washing the outside of the cup and we are leaving the inward behind. So in this season, one of the things the Lord will begin to do for us is that we must also be involved in understanding. Because when it comes to understanding, you have to be a participant. Yeah. Amen. Because when we are talking of understanding, they can't give understanding to a lazy man. Hallelujah. Because most of the time, people sit down, cross their leg, and expect that understanding will rub on you, or they will just lay hands on you, and understanding is no impactation. You can go for a meeting and receive anointing. You can get it, but you can't get understanding by that. There is a pathway for gaining understanding. So if you want to understand God, if you want to know the things of God, if you want to know the way of God, definitely you must be ready to go along the line. You must be ready. That is why we say that giving diligence. Amen. That is giving. It's continual. There must be something that must be in you in giving diligence. So messages is not a thing that they must coerce you or beg you to hear if you are looking for understanding. The scripture is not a thing that we must begin to beg you to hear. It's a thing that you must love. It must flow out of us. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said perfect understanding, not just of anything, not just of smarting. He said of all things from the very first. How can you come to a point like that? Eh? You have a perfect understanding of all things. Hallelujah. So what the Lord is doing is that we can have a proper and a perfect understanding of all the things of the Lord that the Lord is telling us. Amen. Which is very possible. He said from the very first, you can have understanding. Hallelujah. From salvation, you can have understanding. Because the Lord is bringing us to a point where if they release a soul to you, you can raise the soul, nurture the soul from babyhood to maturity. But you can't do that if they have not been wrought inside of you. So it can be a savior to save us to the uttermost because it was wrought in him. Amen. So that is why Paul said, out of the consolation we have received, we can also give you that same consolation. Amen. Because that which we have seen, we can also give you. You can't build something or nothing. You can't give what you don't have. Amen. So the Lord in this season must help us. And that is why as a family head, it's not a time for you to joke. Because a head is to bring redemption to your family. It's to bring salvation. You are not a head because you want to eat chicken or you want to cross your leg or the head of a goat. That is not the head that the Lord is making. It's that you can bring redemption to your family. You can have waters. Amen. When you say having waters, that is one thing that Ephesians was telling us about that, which is washing of the water by the... You can't wash your wife if you are not a water person. If you are not a custodian of water, if you are not holding water, you can't wash your children. Hallelujah. So that is why headship in the home is not small. It's not cheap. It's not a title. It's not an office that you can just play with. It's a work that heaven himself put premium on or priority. Hallelujah. So that is why the Lord will begin to help head in the name of Jesus. I think we're reading a place not quite long. Is it this week? When he was talking about when a young lady made foul. And went back to her father. And her father said, man, I don't see it. You are not doing it. And that's the end. And the Lord will forgive. And he went away. Even if you jokingly say something in church. And you say, I want to give 10 billion to God. And your husband said, no, you are not giving. There is nothing you can do. Hallelujah. Because the role of a head is key in the scripture. Is important in the scripture. So the head must know that we are head because we are to give water. We are to wash. I'm just saying that we must have a perfect on that's all of us. We must go and labor in this thing that we can have. That has opened up brotherhood to us. Brotherhood is not a concept from here. Brotherhood is not a thing that is in our world. What we have is caricature brotherhood. It's a miniature. Hallelujah. It's not a real brotherhood. Amen. The brotherhood that the world perpetrates, the brotherhood that the world preaches is not the real brotherhood. The real brotherhood is in God. It is God's thing. That is why we need help to understand from God's perspective what it means when they say brotherhood. We will pray and we will trust the Lord that Lord will give us a perfect understanding in the name of Jesus. Verse 4, he said that thou mightest know the certainty. I love the word that he used there. He said that thou mightest know. Look at the word he's using. Most surely believe. Eh? Most surely believe. Look at the words we're using. Perfect understanding. Eh? Know the certainty. These are very key words for me. When I was looking at it, I said, no, these words are not simple. Hallelujah. Because you can be and you are not holding the certainty. Hallelujah. He said, that thou mightest know, that you may know. That means it's not compulsory. That means that it is not a thing that you can just, it's not a willful thing that you can just know. It's a deliberate thing that you must come into. He said, knoweth the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Have we been instructed? We have been instructed. Hallelujah. And that is why most of the time, the reason why we can't carry them out is because we have not sure of the certainty. We don't know the certainty. And that weakens our resolve. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I'm just looking at verse 45. He just a burden in my heart. He said, and is it 45? He said, and blessed is she that believe for. He said, for there shall be a performance. As long as we believe. Hallelujah. I know many of us have been coming. I've said, I don't understand. Don't worry. As long as you believe and you put your heart to it, there shall be a performance in this season. Of everything that the Lord has said concerning you. Of everything that the Lord has said concerning us. He said, for the only criteria that we need at this time is that you can believe. Amen. As the word of the Lord comes through God's servant to us, we must come to a point where sometimes you don't, your mind must not be a limitation. That pastor was saying it this morning. Because when we come to church, we are aware. Our mind is awakened. Everything is awakened. Some people will just go on Facebook. He's saying, must we give pastor? Must we give to you that you went to go and carry casket yesterday night in party, 150,000 casket. You know casket, they will put some manner of wines and drinks inside it. You will not talk. You will not see anything. But when it comes to God's house, it is there. People have idea. People have knowledge. You get what I'm trying to say now? You don't know what we do in church. You don't know the house of God. You don't know us. It has not yet appeared. Who we are. Hallelujah. We are not that kind of a person. How much is the tithe safe? When some people even say, Lord, we want to give you 9%. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Or even 95%. And a whole manner of things are being raised across for the body. But I'm just telling us that as long as I'm just trying to encourage us that once we believe on the word of God. Now, when we talk of incorruption and immortality, you can't find it in any library. You can't find it in any books. It is only the gospel that we can learn this thing. And the way we will learn it is that we will believe it. Amen. As long as we believe it, then they can open it more to us. Because if we don't come with an heart of believing, that is faith. That is faith. When we come with an heart of believing, then they begin to open their skirt to us. They begin to open their understanding. One thing that is sure, that I'm assured of, is that performance is possible. Everything that the Lord has said, performance is possible. Nothing will not be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. It might look as if we are weak, but a generation is arising that is stronger. It might look as if we are not there yet, but don't look down on yourself. Don't say, no, it's not possible in me. It is possible in you. Hallelujah. The disciples were men of like passion. They don't have the power. They don't have everything. Look at the lives of Peter. But at a point in time, came in their life, that strength came into Peter. Hallelujah. You can't imagine that Peter was the one that denied Jesus, and yet he became the pillar. You can't imagine. Hallelujah. All those Matthew guys, they were men also, like passion. And something is coming upon us in this season in the name of Jesus. There is a great cloud over us. There is an heavy heaven over us. There is so much that the Lord wants to do. Now we are moving to Believers Convention. All these things are the things that the Lord will use in building and in framing us. This is what will bring about the performance of the word of God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly run to verse 70. Verse 70, he said, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophet, which has been since the world began, he said that we should be saved from our enemies. That he has been telling us about enemies. Enemies is not what you know. If you grew up in Africa, most time we have understanding of the enemy. Witches and wizards are not the enemy. Hallelujah. They can be destructive. They can scatter things. They can do all manner of things. Like example that daddy was saying, you cannot define. Like the example that daddy was saying, that somebody can park his car, one day, Wamoju, They will drive it all through the night. It's possible in Africa. Africa can wreck many manner of things. Killing of twins were witchcraft operations and all manner of things until Mary's lesser comes and stop that action. But if you look at what happens in some traditional families in Nigeria or across Africa, you will wonder. Amen. So, but actually, they are not the real enemy of a man. We need faith to understand our enemy. We need light. We need eyes to understand our, because with our own eyes, we can't understand enemy. And that is why devil loves it. Devil likes it too. When we say our enemies is witches and wizards, he lost that knowledge. He wants us to remain in that place. He doesn't want us to ascend, to know the real enemy. Amen. He doesn't want us to know the real enemy. The real enemy of a man himself is in the properties that is in the soul. Hallelujah. He's what a walk. He said, the Son of God has appeared that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Every man is a carrier of the works of God. That is why you can say you want to do God's will, so you just know that something is dragging you. You just know that something is pulling you back. You want to forgive, but you just look at the person like this. Immediately you want to go and reconcile with the person. Oh, do any Adam I'll be here. That thing, go, is the enemy. Eh? That thing that doesn't give us the strength to go all the way for righteousness. Oh, you want to give something for God. You have planned. I want to give 10,000 for God. But before you know it, not because something bad happened, something will just change your mind. And it will preach to you. And you will just admit that. Now, it's not even the preaching. It's that there is something in you that the enemy has done. It's a work in the heart of man. Hallelujah. He said that we should be saved. Now, salvation is the process of saving us. And that is why we can't express brotherhood if salvation is not ministered to us. Because all of us has been trained, we have been raised to be selfish and to be self-centered. We have been raised to be wicked. That is how the enemy have done that. Hallelujah. He said that we should be. So the program of salvation is to open salvation to us, is to open the curriculum. He said that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of them. There is a hand that is holding nations. Hallelujah. It's a hand. It's a mighty hand. He says, right hand shall teach us terrible things. You don't know that the enemy so has a hand that is teaching nations terrible things. Amen. It's a hand from all that hate us. There is a being that hates humanity. And what's the hatred? Is that we will not know God. The hatred over the years, the seed, the hatred for the seed is that the seed will not become all that the God has written concerning them. The hatred is that you will not arise in power, in great strength. You will not come to comprehend God. You can be great in life. You can have your money. You can drive yash. You can drive the latest car. You can travel abroad. They don't have problem with any understanding as far as the head is concerned. But they have problem and problem, great problem with you knowing your maker, with you knowing your God. Hallelujah. And that is why we must declare war. We must declare a fight about it, because the reason for our making is that so that we can, he said, he has planted eternity in the heart of man. We have God. All of us, we have God. We are not of ourselves. He made us. He brought us. He bet us. And we belong to him. For by him all things were made. And for him, without him, nothing was made. That is the enemy. It's the enemy there. Hallelujah. He said, for by him were all things created. Daddy was saying something about this scripture sometimes ago. What they want to save us from is not just sin. If they save us from sin and they don't save us from the architect here, we can still fall prey. Daddy was saying it. Hallelujah. Because these are the custodian. He said thrones or dominion or principalities. So salvation is upward. Hallelujah. So as you are being saved, they will begin to make you to confront powers. They will make you to confront principalities. They will make you to confront thrones and dominion. Because this is where they orchestrate. This is where they roll out curses for man. I think Ephesians was saying it now. This is what it does. So according to the curse of this world, these are the people that sit, that shout a curse for humanity. Hallelujah. He said, we are in time past. He worked according to the curse of this world. So as a university draft a curse, some people also draft curse for people. Hallelujah. So there's nothing you can do about it. If salvation of faith is not ministered to you, you will walk by the curse of this world. You see, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So faith is to make us obey. Hallelujah. It's to take us from disobedience to obedience of faith. Hallelujah. I said the company of the priest were obedient to faith. Hallelujah. So the Lord will help us in this season in Jesus' name. So as much as we have been saved, this is what they want to save us from, is that we can be saved from power, from principalities. These are architects that roll it out to nation. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said to perform the mercy, promised. What's the mercy? Eternal life. What's the mercy? Mercy is not just what you do after you thank God in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. We are going out. Shanu fuwaleni, fuwalonje ojowa, bashenlo, ami, boche marilati, ladai, atitikoshe. Amen. Mercy is okay, but that's not mercy. Mercy is a being. He said, mercy shall be built up forever. Mercy is a person. God is mercy. And what is promised to us? He said, this is the promise that he has promised you. We must never forget the promise. Just like the way you paste your BCH pathway in your room. You must paste this scripture in your room. It must be on your head. It must be in your heart. He said, this is the promise. Everything in life, they don't promise us. But this is the constant thing that he promised us. He said, this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. So as we come to the gospel, we must labor to come and attain this promise. This is the promise. Hallelujah. This is the promise for you. This is the promise for me. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So we must be a people that we must not miss this promise. Hallelujah. We must look for it. We must long for it. We must desire for the coming of the Lord. This is the eternal life that he has promised us. He's promised us. He has promised you and I. If you have money today, that is not the promise. Hallelujah. If the Lord bless you, we must begin to emphasize this thing. It's good for us to have money. But if the Lord bless you and you became the president of US today, that is not the blessing. Hallelujah. Because that thing is a matter of time. It will soon fade away from your heart. Do you hear what I'm trying to say? Because the heart of man is never satisfied. Only you can satisfy. That is why most of the time, when you say, I will get married. By the time you marry, you now say, ah, could a single come there? It's not really, really, really satisfying the longing. Amen. Once I get to the next promotion, once I get my next promotion, I will be okay. One of my guys was telling me, I was just discussing with him. He said, he was just using himself to play. He said, when I get my next promotion, it was to be paid $2.5 million. He said, I will be okay in life. I will be satisfied. They asked him in the interview. They said, if you are getting this money now, are you sure it will be something? He said, I will be okay. I should just start with that and manage with that. But when he left the interview, he was rolling on the floor. He said, if they can give me this money, I will be okay. I will be satisfied. Now they are paying him. Is there us. So just to tell us that nothing really satisfies. It is God that can satisfy man. Because man is not a being you can satisfy. Hallelujah. He's not a being that you can satisfy. Amen. You desire more. So that is why I say to perform the promise. He said to remember his holy covenant. He said the oath which he swore to our father. He said that he will grant unto us and all that is doing it. He has been doing this to us. He said that he will grant unto us that we being delivered. I love that word. Being delivered. When are we going to get delivered? Every time we come for meeting, we are delivered. Most of the time when people talk about the day of the Lord, Jesus coming, they are looking for a rapture, an event. But he told them that don't be moved by times and season. Hallelujah. Because the day of the Lord will come suddenly. How will suddenly come? Every time we come for meeting, the Lord has come. Jesus has appeared. Because that event you are looking for is a progression. If you are not hearing his voice, you can't pick him. He said that we being delivered. That is how they begin to send deliverance to us. Because it will minister deliverance. Grant us out of the answer. You know, this brotherhood is a season of deliverance to us. Because if they leave us on our own self, we will not do. Amen. He said, out of the hands of our enemy. He said that we might serve. That we might, to serve God is not simple. You can't serve what you don't know. You can't worship. That's what Jesus told them. You can't worship what you don't know. They said it is this mountain. They said it's on this mountain. No, it's not about this place or that place. Worship is in the spirit. The worshiper. He said, now the hour cometh, and we are in the days of that worship. Worship is not only carry speaker. Worship, I know that you come to church very early. You are loyal to your fellowship. You are loyal to your gathering. You do everything possible. But worship is spirit and truth. You must move to the spirit. That's the location. So if you are not there, everything you can do outwardly cannot be rewarded. Because the soul is actually a worker. That is where they want to worship. That's where the worship began. That is how the soul must worship. Amen. He said that he will grant unto us that we've been delivered. So as grants come, then salvation is being wrought in us. So as they bring ground to us, deliverance is taking place. You can't deliver yourself. Amen. And that's true. You can't grant yourself. As they bring it to yourself, as you adjust, as you yield to that, then salvation is being done. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He said, in holiness and righteousness before him all the day. All the day. I mean all the day. A people can serve God all the days of their life. Most of the time, practically, it's becoming difficult. People are spiritual on Sunday, but when it comes to Monday morning, people are finding it difficult to live the life of faith. That is not God's promise. He said, all the days of our lives. It's not all, it's not NEPA. It's not NEPA life. That today is on, tomorrow is off. Amen. It's that you can perpetually, constantly live all the day of your life. Either Monday, either Tuesday, either Wednesday, either Friday, either Saturday, either Sunday. There's no day that is more special or most special. Every day you are constantly on your 5G. Constantly. Your network is not breaking. Hallelujah. Because sometimes our network can go up and down. Our radar can go up and down. But the Lord is bringing us to a point where our feet is steadfast in the walk of righteousness. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said to give the knowledge of salvation. So salvation is a knowledge. That's verse 77. He said we'll give the knowledge. You can't get salvation if they don't give the knowledge. Hallelujah. Salvation is not sermon. Salvation is a body of knowledge. It's a body of light. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Anytime you hear that gospel, it's a message. Amen. You can't have life if you have not heard life. They need to bring the words of life unto us. They need to bring Christ unto us. They need to bring the understanding. He said, the thief cometh. Open that scripture. He said, the thief cometh, John 10:10. The thief cometh, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, I am come that they might have the life. How will they have the life? They will preach the life. Amen. As preaching goes on, then definitely the life will be formed. He said that they might have it more abundantly. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said to give the knowledge of salvation unto people. He said through the tender mercy of our God. He said whereby the what? The day spring from on high had visited us. Something is going to visit us. You are not saying amen. Something is going to visit us in the name of Jesus. That's just my belief. Eh? He said, until the day star arises in our soul, more perfect, something must arise in us. A strength will arise in us, and a power will arise in us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in the name. He said, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our way. Our way will be guided in this season. So that is why when you say the way of peace, he said, the way of peace are they not known in Romans. Hallelujah. When you say peace, peace is not relaxation. Peace is not rest. Peace is a person. Hallelujah. Christ is peace. That's one thing the first of all gives you. Eh? Christ is our peace. Hallelujah. When you say you are a peaceful man, is that you are a Christ man. He said he has broken down the middle wall of partition and he has brought us to peace. That's the first arrival point. It's not like when we are going to Lagos, everybody, let's gather in church. That thing that you did from your house to church is peace. Because it is from that place that we can now go to God, that we can receive the compass for our movement. So Christ is not a thing that we're going to joke with. It's a must for us to arrive. You can't arrive in everlasting if you're not in Christ. The work God cannot be done in us if we don't arrive at a borderline called Christ. That is why Paul will say, I travail in bar. Why will you travail? What is the reason for the travail? Why are you travail? Because he knows that they can't arrive in God. The probability that he will see them in God is high if they are in Christ. Amen. So that is the clear chance that if these people are in Christ. So he was not joking with their formation. Because that babyhood is very important. That childhood is very important. That formation is very important to the end of it. Hallelujah. That is why when you are giving birth to a child, they will say, give that baby exclusive. What's the meaning of exclusive? Full breast milk for 6 months. What you are doing, you are already preparing for 30 years of that child. Or you don't know? You are already preparing for 40 years of that child on ground. Because if you don't do that, there is a chances or likelihood that that child will be malfunctioned. Will be deformed. So, as you get pregnant, they are already giving you instruction for that child. They are already preparing that child for when he's going to be 50 years. Because sometimes, when deformity comes early in a child, it's not easy to correct again. Amen. So that is why Paul was telling them that he needs to feed. They need to be fed. He said, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. You ought to be spiritual. He said, but as unto carnal, even as unto babe, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. Still stay on that. Okay, verse 2. Okay, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For it at all, ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able. Yes, give me verse 3. He said, for ye are yet carnal, whereas as is among you what? Envy and strife and division. So when we have all these things, then we are not ready for brotherhood. Hallelujah. If we have all these things in us, then we are not going for, because these are what divides the brotherhood. Amen. What God wants us to have now, the sense of what God wants to have is a sense of brotherhood. Daddy was saying that on our own alone, we can't arrive if we are not a company. Hallelujah. If we are not together, if you are not joined or compact together, we can't do it alone. God is not raising a one-man show. God is not raising just one man. He wants to raise a company. He said he died for many to raise many sons unto glory. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can you give me Philippians 1 verse 6? Philippians 1 verse 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work. Has the Lord begun a good work in you? Oh, I'm not seeing your hands. Can you read that scripture together? As a church, can we read it together? We perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Something has begun in us. Yesterday was not just, it might look like we are playing or we are just gisting or we are, no. Something was happening in our midst. Hallelujah. And very soon, that is why I said that we will begin to see the performance of that word. As we begin to give ourselves to these things. He said, I am so confident of this one thing. Except you are not enrolled in this school. As long as you are in this ship, that's what Paul told them. When they were sailing, he told them, he said, as long as you are in this ship, you are safe. Amen. He said, you are safe. As long as you don't leave this ship, you are safe. The ship of eternal life is sure that you will arrive well. He said, and the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces at the end of the day. And so it came to pass that they what? That they escaped. Some of them. Is this some of them? All safe to the land. That is what the Lord wants to do. That nobody will miss the road in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can we see the prayer that Paul was going to pray for them? Verse 10. He said that ye may be able to approve the things that are excellent. That ye may be what? May be sincere and without offense. Let me read it from verse 9. He said, and this I pray, that your love may abound. Oh my God. He said, this I pray, that your love may what? May abound yet more, run more in knowledge and in all judgment. In this season, our love will increase. When we say love, it's not a small thing. Love is I. Daddy was saying that from the beginning of faith to the end, it's love. Amen. They're going to move us from love to love, from faith to faith. It's love, all true. He said that your love may abound. Yeah, that means that love can increase. That means that love can be more fervent. That's why they talk about fervent charity. Amen. So that your love can abound much more. As you give yourself to knowledge, they begin to expand the scope of your love. He said, and in all judgment, yes, he said that, okay, that ye may be approved things that are excellent, and ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of, that is the way we are going to be sincere. Amen. He said, that is the way we are going to be approved of things. It's by love life. It's by love life. That's the way we're going to be approved. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. What that is delving into this season is very serious, particularly this last weekend when they were talking about love. Because if there is no faith and love, he said, when I saw your faith and love, then I begin to pray. Hallelujah. If you don't do that, they can't open doors of entrance unto us. Hallelujah. It is good for us to love, but we must not love in words alone. We must love in deed and in action. These are the things that destroy brotherhood. Can we see John this morning? That's the area I want us to go. Can we see Romans 13, 8 to 14? I just want us to look at some verses about love. Hallelujah. Romans 13, verse 8 to 14. He said, oh, no man. Oh, no man, nothing. Hallelujah. But what? But to love one another. He said, for he that doeth what? He that loveth another had fulfilled the law. So that means that this debt, we will not finish paying it. The debt I have for Pastor Debo, I will not finish paying it. And God will not let me to finish paying it. And what's the depth? Is that I must love. Hallelujah. So that is why when you complain that your brother does something to you and you want to put your brother aside, it's because we don't yet have understanding. Because you must owe that brother love. So regardless of what my brother does to me, we must keep the brotherhood. We must labor to keep the brotherhood. Is that is a depth. It's oh. I don't know why the Bible will have to put oh. It's a word that we don't like. How many of us like to owe people? We don't like it at all. But that is why they have to hang it there. That oh no man. But we have to love and to stay in love. Husband and wife need to love themselves afresh again. Most of the time when we talk about this thing, it's part of it. Hallelujah. Children needs to love again. All of us. Can we go to the next verse? Verse 9. He said, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly. What did he use there? Briefly comprehended in this saying. Namely, that thou shalt what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. This commandment, they are high in the spirit. Can you give me verse 10? I still want us to read more in that place. We are going to verse 1. He said, loveth what? Walketh no ill. The reason why we walk ill is because we don't love. The reason why we complain is because love is not yet poured forth in our heart. He said, the love of Jesus constraineth us. He said, ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the what? Is the fulfilling. So, when you are moving to love, you are fulfilling an high commandment. Hallelujah. You are fulfilling an high commandment. Verse 11. Can you go on verse 11? He said, and that knowing knowing the time that now is what? Is an high time to awake out of sleep. We have slept too long. We have slept in complaining. We have slept in competition. We can be a church and we are competing with ourselves. I think you know that. In fact, the place that you see competition most is in church. We can be in church, and yet there are 100 parties in church. That is PDP, that is APC, that is this, that is that. That was warning us that we must be careful. The Lord must help us in this season to have our bowels enlarged. Some people may not have our lingua. Some people may not have our talk. Some people may not have the way we reason, but you must love them. You hold them love. I think you know that. The Lord must open the bowels, because the body of Christ is coming to a place where we are now like a set. We are in cubicle. That is not the body that Jesus died for. That is not what Jesus died for. It's that love can pour forth. He said, when I saw your love to all the saints, not just some of the saints, all the saints. The way they speak may not interest you. The way they talk may not entice you. The way they pray, they all do something. They are saying one thing for 100 times. Love them. They are in your office. We must begin to move. Love must begin to move out from us. Love must begin to move out from us. He said, we must wake out of our sleep. For now is our salvation. We can't talk of salvation if these things are not in place. They want to bring salvation to us. But something is injuring salvation. Something is affecting salvation. Because our love level is low. We complain too much. We nag too much. We are cranky too much. That is why as salvation is coming, something is repelling salvation. Amen. Many of us also have moved beyond this level, but it's because of the hatred we have abhorred in our heart. You can be in church and hate. And hatred is in heart. The Lord must help us to be healed from all these things. They are venom. They can destroy a man. Hallelujah. So we must begin to, he said, the night is, we have spent the night so much here. We have spent the night so much here. He said, the day is at hand. Let us therefore, does what? Cast off. Can you say cast off? Can you say cast off? So that means that I must not put my brother away. Once I'm doing that, the works of darkness is still in me. I abided in death still. He said, let us what? Put on the armor of light. It's a thing that we must put on. He said, let us walk honestly, because we can walk dishonestly. Hallelujah. These are written to believers. These are church. He's not one believer. He's not one believer. When Hebrews was talking about they that are ignorant and out of the way, you would think it's unbeliever. There's nothing. An unbeliever cannot be ignorant. Unbeliever is dead. They that are dead in trespass and sin. It is written to us. It is to us. He said, to them that are lost. I think Corinthians was also saying that thing. If our gospel be hid, It is he to those who are lost. Look at the parable of the lost sheep. You must have been found first before you are lost. He's writing to us everything there. He said, let us walk honestly. Our love, that is why I was reading it earlier on. Our love must be sincere. That sincerity is not easy. I can love with you, I'm not sincere with you. You don't know. This is an interplay of the enemy in the church. They look silent, but they are ravaging wolves. And that is why our strength is weak. We can't go far. We have different grade of malice. I can laugh with you. I can smile with you. But there is an invisible wall between us. There is an invisible wall. I can't cross. You can't cross. And even though we laugh with ourselves, you can smile with your brother. You are in the same room. But in your heart, you have cut him off. You are in the same house. But in your heart, you have blocked the number. You have said, no, I will not have anything to do with you. He's the enemy. He's the enemy. The Lord will help us. He said, let us what? Walk honestly, as in the day. We are a people of the day. We are not of the night. Not in rioting. Not in drunkenness. Not in envy. Not in malice. Not in strife. Not in division. We read it earlier on. He said, but let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be a Christian and you're putting on your garment. This is the garment. He said, let us put on the Lord Jesus. Putting on here is understanding. Let's put on. He said, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the laws thereof. Give me the next verse. We are reading to 18. Okay, I think that's all. Can you give me John 3, 14 to 19? He said, for we know. He said, we know that we have passed from death to life. I love the way the apostles write. So heavy. He said, we know that we have passed from death unto life. How do we know, sir? Because we love the brethren. So if I don't love the brethren, I have not passed from death to life. So that means the bridge, the borderline is that I love the brethren. Most of the time, which is spirituality, is the amount of ref you share. The way the judgment of God will come, it will be so amazing. We think that most of the time, how we know you are spiritual is how much you pray. I'm not downplaying those things. But are you looking towards this thing? Daddy was telling us, Kenneth Hagin wrote a book. He said, love, the pathway to victory. That book is terrible. Go and read it. He said, this is how we know that you are passed from death to life. There is no way. He said that we love the brethren. And that he loveth not his brother, abideth in death. My death remains with me if I fail to love. When Paul said, woe is me. These apostles' writings are terrible. Look at the judgment at which they are speaking. That's the judgment. Can you give me verse 16? He said, okay, verse 15. He said, whosoever hated his brother, he's a murderer. So that means murdering is not knife. Murdering is not. So once I begin to abhor hate in my heart, that's an everlasting, you know, they are writing from everlasting word. Yeah. They are writing from a very high commandment. You are doing it. Me, I will not talk to you. Me, I will not play with you. They are looking from the angle of judgment. They are sitting in everlasting. That thing that you are doing, you are already carrying knife. You are an armed robber. You have AK-47 in your hand. You are already shooting your brother. He said, whosoever hated his brother, he's a murderer. He said, and you know, that what? No murderer has eternal life, abiding. It can't be abiding in you. No murderer has eternal life, abiding in you. So, that thing that we do, kulu kulu in the state of our heart, this is what is happening there. It's murderer. Can you give me? He said, hereby, perceive with the love of God, because he laid down his life. Oh my God. The Lord will open this thing more to the brotherhood. When you say brotherhood, this is what the brotherhood stands on. This is what we are saying. He said, lay down. He said, we ought to do what? To lay down our lives for the brethren. Hey, see judgment. So as you are laying down your life, now this love is not a receiving love. Most of the time, what we know about love is what we receive. Give me, give me, give me, give me. This is not the kind of love. Most of the scripture you see is blessed to give than to receive. The love we are talking about is a sacrificial one. It's the one that gives. It's not the one that I want to take. It's not the one I want to rob. It's not that I want to receive. It's a love that is, we must be able to lay down every time, every day, to lay down our lives for him. He said, but whosoever, is it the next verse? He said, now he's giving a practical example. He said, whosoever has this worst goose and seeth his brother, half need, and shutteth up his. Some people are strong, sir. That means that you can shut it up. You don't know, man. You can shut it up. Man. Shutted up his bowels. Ordinarily, the bowels of compassion should flow out. That is how it's designed. It should flow out. He said, but he decided, this brother, to shut it. He said, from him. Now dwelleth. He said, okay, from his bowels of compassion, from him. How dwelleth? He's now asking a question. How dwelleth the love of God? In this season, our brother will be better than this. You are not saying amen. Amen. That this was good will not make meaning to us. The way some of us see something like this, money, or things, not even in the natural, many things, the way we've exaggerated it is as if it's something big. We shut our bowels on many on ground. The Lord will help us to repent from all these things. Sometimes the Lord will even be telling us. Sometimes they don't even need to tell us. They will just open your eyes to see some need. But you will just deliberately shut it up. He said, my little children, let us love. He said, let us love in words. Let us love not. Can we see? He said, let us love not in words. But what? Neither in tongue. This is writing to a church. All of us can dance. Mukulu muke majo follow me. But in our soul, we are not mukulu muke. We know. You are on your own, I'm on my own. Our tongue, our hearts are far from each other. But it appears that we love. The Lord will move us from this kind of love. And so that we say, but indeed and in truth. Can you still give me that John? 1 John 4. 1 John 4, 6 to 12. I don't know why John was writing about these things. These are the things that affect our brotherhood. And if these things are not there, we can't do brotherhood. He said, we are of God. How we know we are of God? He said, he that knoweth God, heareth us. And he that is not of God, heareth us not. Thereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Yes? Next one. No, 1 John 4. Okay, 6 to 12. Okay, beloved. He said, let us does what? Let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone that what? That loveth. Everyone. Is born of God and does what? Knoweth God. Look at the judgment. How do you know God? Most of the time, when we say we want to know God, as well as you get to campus fellowship, you will see our manner of abracadabra. As some brothers have used that one to shine. They married our best sisters in the fellowship. Because that's how you know a spiritual brother. Some people are already laughing. You can't know the politics if you are not in school. Hallelujah. Everybody, naturally, people also want to move, gravitate towards a person that knows God. And that posture that you are bringing, let us sumoe no now. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. I don't know how he's putting that judgment. He's not even writing, pacify. Why? He's not even trying to miss word. He's not, no. It's how you know God or you don't know God. He's just playing it neat. These apostles are terrible. Because they are seen from, that is who they are. When you say God, the Father, the Son, the Trinity, that's love, that's God, that's binding them together. He's binding them. Even when Jesus was on earth, it was not easy for him. He was longing for that fellowship. That's what he was praying in John 17. That eternal glory. The greatest day that Jesus died, aside from going to the cross, is that living that Trinity coming down. You don't know the meaning. Oh, my God. For example, you want to kill the child of a president. You don't need to use knife. Carry him, go and put him in Igbo Taco. Take network away. Take data away. Take car away. Take security away. Just put him in one room there. Even you now. Even you, if you want to be down now, let's take phone from you and data. It's only that two things. No, your phone. Just take your phone for 1 week. Let's take your phone for 1 week. There's a way our containers will fall because it has become our part of life. It's part of dressing. It's part of our conversation. Without phone, if your phone doesn't have data, you have phone, but it doesn't have data. The phone will now look useless. How many of us know that? The phone will now look as if there is nothing in this world that the phone can do. I was not like, when we're using Nokia, Samsung, Palito, all those things. Infinix, multi-links. We were doing something. Why is it that once data free from your phone, in fact, you are just like, data, especially when you want to buy, and the whole thing is network is not going, everything is not, somebody send it to you, go wallet, everything. It just be like as if you are dying on top phone and data. So you now know that what can kill us now is beyond knife and gun. There is something they can release, they can remove from you. They can remove some things from you, yank you away from it, and you are dead. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus. He said, he that loveth. So all these things we are saying it so that we can know that this is what our brotherhood stands on. This is what our brotherhood stands on. When you say the blood of Jesus is the greatest thing that can ever happen to a man, what we are looking for in a man is not his shoe, it's not his skin color, it's the Jesus inside of the person. As long as he has not renounced Jesus, as long as he still has that blood, as long as he still has that nature inside of him, you must accord him with that respect, accord him with that honor. The Lord must help us on how to talk to people also outside. There is a way somebody said he's coming from one church like this. There is a way you just look at the person. The way we even look at times, the way we even talk down on people. The Lord has made us tell us. He's not the pastor that was repenting on Wednesday. All of us, even me, I was repenting that Lord. Oh, no. It should not be. There is a class you quickly put yourself. Some people are gisting Bible. You just look, you just nod your head. Oh, God, I'm with your one. They don't know what they are saying. You will just come in. Just open 1 Corinthians 15. We must put on corruption and incorruptible. You don't know what you are saying. You don't even understand what you are. You also put one place in the Bible. The revelation of the throne of God. See it, John. Kini John Fishekwelu. Where you ought to minister life to people. We have shut down the bowels of compassion. Shut it down. Most of the time, when Jesus was going out, go at the evangelism of Jesus. That woman at the well. I was just looking at the story. Ordinarily, Jesus is supposed to bombard her with scripture. It was that woman that was opening up the conversation. Go and look at the conversation. Give me water. Don't give me water. Give me water. That's eternal life person. That's the full eternal life. He will not come the way you want him to come. Look at the road to Emmaus. Those two guys on his road to Emmaus. And Jesus was talking to them. That means that he must have lived in fact, that they don't even know him. That is a sign. They don't even know him. When they wanted to arrest him, they have to go and pay Peter to go and get him arrested. Until he has to kiss him. That they were even in their midst. It was not enough for you to know him. You understand? When you enter the garrison of the enemy, you, by their conversation, you should be able to... It wasn't any. It was until Judas moved to kiss that they now begin to apprehend him. The Lord will help us that we will be nothing. The truth is that we are something. All of us. We are something. We are too high. We are too high. If the Lord bless us today, don't let us deceive ourselves. We will be proud. We will be proud. We need to calm down. Most of the time, what you say, if you begin to earn 10 million today, all those market women, it's compassion. It must flow out of us. Some of us, the way Bashay Noja, you can price a dead man. You can go to the mortuary and price a dead person. Check about 50 naira. And whereas you know that this woman, 200, Pastor Lydia have told us now, 200 make me need to this person. The reason why it's difficult for us to preach the gospel most of the time is because there is no compassion. Give that person 200 naira. That is the way the gate opens up. There's a way it opens up for you. That bike man that destroyed, don't you? Ah, over for a change, 100 naira. The bros have filled now. Ah, I go and show. Kine kong. Ah, Jesus knew. Kine kong. Bye, bye, bye. Because, can we just read Romans 12? Romans 12, verse 9 to 21. 9. He said, let love. This love thing will be there. This love thing. We will not outgrow it. That's why he said, hold no man. Will be there. The truth is that we will die here. Eh? We will die here. Until that nature is worked inside of us. It's not something that we can boast of. It's a nature that must be worked. He said, abhor. He said, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave. Daddy was telling us something evil on Wednesday. How many of us remember the example? Those songs that Daddy was singing. It's as if Daddy was playing. It was a high commandment. The Lord, we have to repent of some song we have sang. Amini number one. Those days when we sang it in church, everywhere we scatter. You see two brothers, Omo Yakon. On top. On top, who is going to be number one? And number two. Kowo bi mo se nwa. Kowo bi mo se nse. How we gonna look the way you talk? Grace is not lasciviousness. Say the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared, teaching us to deny. Kowo bi mo se shantoju mi loju. Yoruba philosophy. By the time you see some of our songs, say, wow, Iboloti, wow. Yoruba philosophy is strong. You can be in church and be a philosophy man. I rock to Latin, some of big bear. If that time they just whisper that one to your ear, all your revelation, bubu out to. They just blow it to your ear. There are some Yoruba philosophy, if they throw it to your ear, we have to go and pour your water on your head. We have to do revival on your head for 3-4 days. That's why we need to be guided with the gospel. Gospel. Ah, it's gospel. Because there are many spells. If they throw one spell to you, you can be scattered for the next 2 weeks. You'll be hearing Reverend Busu, your eyes will be blown. Evil. It's evil. Why do you want to be better? The gospel is that your brother should be better than you. The culture of the world is that they project you. That's why the gospel is against motivation. They are opposite one another. They are on the two parallel lines that can never meet. That's not the gospel. The peak is in you. You can. Now, it's focusing on you. That's not the gospel. The gospel is that, he said, let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other. The gospel is after order. As your brother is becoming more better, so your life is becoming more better. The gospel is a mystery. It's a mystery. Until they interpret it, it's at the two. That is why you need to be guided with the gospel. We need to be washed and washed. He said, and to that which is good. Yes, next verse. I just want to pick some there. He said, be kindly, affection, one to another with brotherly love. In honor. Some of us, we have seen ourselves too much at rear our feet. You know the meaning. We have seen ourselves. Shebi is a Toby. Yes, Toby. Toby is now telling you. You are now shaking like this. Toby. When did he get married in this church? It's not Evelyn that is his wife. They married January. Why did you marry? February. In my eyes, normal be charity. Sometimes we don't say them, but the way we position ourselves says it. They are not worse. They are interplay of the soul. When did he enter the church? When did he baolode? They are silent conversations that they need to be putting sledgehammer in honor. I must see Bro Moses and say in honor. It's not about you. It's about Christ in you. It's about the blood. It's about the brotherhood. This is the greatest confraternity in the world. This is the greatest. Preferring one another. He said, not slaughtering business. Fervent in the spirit. Serving. All these things, they are commandments of life. As a man, begin to, that's why most of the time, you begin to hand the revelation. You know, this is where we begin to put our feet. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing. You see, ING. ING. If you are not constantly doing them, or you all will be okay, so it will just be once upon a time. The gospel will not be once upon a time in our hands. Ah, those days, I remember, I used to follow Reverend Busui. Because those persons were not keeping these small, small commandments. As we are doing them. He said distributing. It's not just to distribute. Sometimes we do it small. There is a way we say, you can't suck me dry. Modi try. I've distributed. But you have not distributed. They didn't say you should distribute. It's distributing. Distributing. That you give yesterday, we'll still give tomorrow. Next tomorrow, we'll still announce giving. We'll give. We'll not look at your eyes. It's distributing. It's not distributed or distributed. Of the because there will be a necessity of the saints at every time. It's an art posture. As we are doing those things, there is a spiritual interpretation to it. That's why you can go all the way with the Lord. They are stretched. He said, ye Corinthians, be ye enlarged. So as they are doing those things, most of the time you think it's the money you give that matters. It's not really, really the money. It's that thing that is departing from you. It's the heart that is strengthened to go more. Distributing, giving to the hospitality. Many of us, we are not hospitable. You can sit down with somebody for 5 hours. It never crosses your mind. What will this person eat? People follow Jesus. At least Jesus asked them, these people have been with me. How can we send them away? Apostle Yashia, guys, baba. Ali. No. And Jesus will bless them. Compassion. Hospitality. You could see, many of us who can shout, I don't have. But you have something. They get to that with your Sarefat. She has something. You will definitely have something in your house. It's wrong. People should get to your house and you don't have anything. It's wrong. Your brethren, you should have. You should even be rejoicing. That if Tinubu is coming to your house, will you say you don't have anything? Or your boss is coming to your house that's paying your salary, that knows your salary, will you say you don't have? It is when we come to brethren that we guys give an excuse. We have many excuses pile up that we can give. Bless them which persecute you. Bless them that curse you. It's not easy, my brother. All these things, we are all in it together. But we must see that the day dawn. That's why we are singing in the morning. When the day star rises, and the moon's on the light, this is how they begin to bring the excellence. Glory, excellence. Life, the word, excellence. But they can't bring us if you don't go to a rough road. Yeah. But the time will come that these things will be what we possess. Yeah. Excellent life. Yeah. Excellent. The parts may be rough, but the end, my brother, is beautiful. It's beautiful. If our Ishaju, they are enjoying, they are basking in these things, it will akpewa no. Yesterday we were singing it. It will be me in the name of Jesus. When we are 30, it will bear us. When we are 40, it will carry us. When we are 50, it will carry us. When we are 60, we will still be bouncing. When we are 70, we will be rejoicing in it. Can we not appreciate the Lord this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busui or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.